Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Violet Hour presents
Hollow, Episode 9, Annihilation. The following podcast contains adult language and graphic content. Listener discretion is advised.
Defendant, please rise.
You have been found guilty of the high crime of aiding and abetting the escape of a convict assigned to critical mining labor, which is administered by the Lodovico Group. This violates not only our local laws, but the energy security of our people in the home system. For this crime, the court sentences you to death.
What?
Bailey, turn on all of the translation mics, please.
Yes, Judge.
Order. I call order in my court.
You cannot do this. This is bullshit. I've done nothing wrong.
No! Junior!
Babaka!
Out here, there is an order to things. And when the order breaks down, many die. We cannot allow this. For the safety of us all, we absolutely cannot allow this. In 3 days, you'll be taken to your village and in front of all, be offered to the fire and made an example of. Violation of the law will not go unpunished. You should take this time to get your affairs in order. May the universe have mercy on your soul.
You cannot do this, Varka. God damn you, pig. You have no right to do this. This is our home, and you come here to pass judgment on us?
In the 6 months since Junior Achebe was sentenced to die, an insurgency has developed on the planet Gliese 667 CC. The commanding forces, made up of the Lodovico Group and Blue Sky Limited, have supplied with resources from the home system. We are the latest to provide support.
This whole situation is barbaric.
Although, I don't really give a shit.
Typically the language used by someone with great doubt.
Can I finish, Kendra?
Yes, Corporal.
Is it really such a good idea to dump convicts into this shitstorm? It's not safe for us. Or them.
I find myself shocked to agree with the Corporal. But she is right. When I signed up for this, it was to get the ship here. Not to support a war with the very people I'm trying to find a home for.
Aye, look, we are just trying to get to the drop spot and deliver our cargo. We have our orders. This is the mission.
This mission is bullshit. And will give our people, crew and cargo alike, nothing but grief.
But this is your mission. You are all bound to taking this to completion, whether you like it or not. We are going to get this done. Don't you dare renege on your word now, Carlos. You knew what you were getting yourself into when we made our deal. No point getting all high and mighty now.
None of us knew what we were signing up for. Even you, Major. Those stories never got back home.
All right, well, we'll be there soon. So may as well get ourselves prepared. Dismissed. I'm not sure about this, Major. None of this is smelling right.
I thought you were all about the mission for your, situation back home.
I have nothing back home anymore.
Hello, Mr. Clark. I am dreadfully sorry to inform you, but your wife passed away this evening from cardiac arrest. Her affairs have been automated, so nothing further will be required from you. We understand that you've been out of contact for some time, but hope you receive this message in a timely manner. Should you wish to have an immersive experience of the funeral arrangement sent to you, a payment option is encoded in this message. Thank you.
Keep it moving. Move!
Hey! She's just a kid!
Move, 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 move! That should teach you to follow directions, you fuck!
No, let me go! Mama, please! No, let me go!
Woman, is that your child?
Oh, God! My baby girl! Oh, thank you, sir! Thank you!
Do not lose her again, or we will be processing her separately.
Where are the houses? The shelters? Where are we supposed to live?
We didn't bring you here to live.
You see what I have to deal with. I don't have anywhere near the manpower to handle this influx. I'm trying to run a settlement, run a mining operation for Helium 3, and they just dump this on me. I'm running a glorified summer camp. I'm sorry, Major. I do appreciate your position.
Well, I delivered the cargo, so...
Just doing your job, of course. And you will be rewarded for your prompt delivery. Come now.
What? How is the situation here with the fighting we've been briefed on?
Major, please. There's so many stories out there. A little of this, a little of that. I wouldn't take some of those briefings all too seriously.
Then I will take your words seriously. I would like to know that the cargo I'm delivering is not going to expire within a couple weeks.
Look around you, Major. I have tired men and women trying to keep this planet from exploding. I can assure you that we appreciate each and every one of the workers that come here. The settlers appreciate the assistance that you provide. This scuffle is just some rabble-rousers, some former workers and locals trying to get everyone all worked up. Trust me, once we get things in hand, it will all be good. You'll see.
Isaac. That convict, I have made arrangements to transfer the contract.
Of course, Major. In time. He'll be fine where he is. Come. Come along now. You must be starving. Sholto, I need you to calm them down.
Master Arthur, their fear is real, though.
Maybe so, but they cannot know that. You must restore order and tranquility to the processing line. There are strangers around, and we don't need others getting involved in town business. Do you understand?
The settlers on the frontier are going to have my head on a pike, Commander Arthur.
Just finish up the payment to Blue Sky Limited at Cape Grim and pull back. That's an order, Sholto.
Yes, sir.
Kendra, locate surrounding villages near Cape Grim.
Going somewhere, Major?
Stop north to check something.
The way you're sneaking around sounds like you might need some cover.
Sure.
Major, are you sure you still want to deliver supplies down there, given what's going on?
Captain, let's just get this done, okay?
Aye, roger that. What is it now, boy Buck?
Just wanted to remind you.
Aye, do I look like someone in need of reminding?
Look, Captain, it would be a real shame to screw everything up right at the last few moments before we hit the enter button and send this mission into the books, you feel me?
Oh, I wouldn't feel you if you were the last living thing with a gash in the bloody galaxy.
Well, whatever that means. I feel like you get it. That's good.
I like a story that will take me to extremes. And nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072... The city of Pura is a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image, which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Where are we going, Major?
It's a village up north.
Is it really mission critical that we have to sneak off in a skimmer?
I'm not sure if you could really call this sneaking off, Corporal.
What are we looking for again, Major?
Just the village.
What the fuck? My God. What the hell happened here?
The processing line.
What the fuck? Oh my God. That's... They piled up children. What the fuck is this?
The solution to the problem with the planet's local population. A cutting of the grass.
This isn't right. This is not fucking right. This isn't war. This is not what soldiers do.
No, this is pretty fucking far from what soldiers do. Drop your weapon, Corporal. Do it. Do it now.
We need to go, or you will end up like them.
This is not good.
Quiet. Just be cool.
Yeah, well, that spit-roasted skeleton by the Welcome Hut isn't giving me the warm fucking fuzzies.
If they wanted us dead, we'd be so already.
Help! Please, help us!
Get us out of here! You gotta get us out of here!
Help! Please help us!
For fuck's sake, they've got people in little wooden cages.
Move along. We found these two at Cape Grim.
That will be all, soldier. These people are our guests. Please leave us.
Yes, my father.
You speak.
I have been around your people all my life. So, you have gone to the stars, populated whole new worlds, and still, you find other people to be simple villagers. You must be disappointed. Could you explain your anger against us?
We are not.
Your strength is just an accident, rising from the weakness of others. Nothing more.
What happened at the village?
The same thing that happens when any great power is challenged by an inferior group. You may have more complicated toys, but we are all still the same people. The same... What is it on your world? Monkeys. Yes? Monkeys that climb down from the trees. I'm afraid it will take a few more years of evolution before we eradicate that flaw in either of our genomes. Being a tidally locked planet, there is only a narrow stretch that we can inhabit. They have formed a line starting in the north, and they are slowly, methodically, processing us.
This is a war crime.
You are shocked. Dear warrior, what a privileged life you've led. Surely, to get here, you have come across equal horrors. Rune. They call me Rune, by the way.
How can you be so casual about this, Rune?
Do not mistake me, Major. I am savage about this. But I have learned a long time ago, much as we all have, one cannot live with one's finger everlastingly on one's pulse. I am the fourth generation born to this prison. My ancestor who first came into contact with your people was executed by the first commander here, Colonel Kurtz. You know of him?
No. What is up with these people in cages? Those kind of actions only escalate things. There will be retribution from back home, especially from the families.
And what of our families? We are sick of the sweat on our brows that keeps feeding the engine.
Give us the prisoners. Let us make an example of them.
They will be made an example of. And they will also take our message back.
But justice must be served. They should be returned to the fire. The Korra's doctrine demands no less.
No. This is my village, and they are under my protection. Now, leave us. You are both free to return to the corporate command post. You will not be harmed. Tell the commander that he has until this time tomorrow to release those enslaved, including the new arrivals. If there is to be peace on this world, if this world is to prosper, we are all to do it as equals, for there is no peace.
You have to let them go. For everyone's sake, please.
When you finally leave our home, and go back to the comforts of your own. Tell them what you have seen here.
How are things going?
Fine.
Well, at least this can all be done soon and we can be on our way home. You have a wife back home, yes? I'm sure you're looking forward to seeing her.
Oi, Miller! What the fuck are you doing? Get over to C3.
Commander Arthur.
I heard you were out and about seeing the sights.
Part of my mission protocol is to record a journal and inform the C-suite at Lodovico on what transpires. To ensure their legal position, of course.
Of course. Although I would advise that you would consider what you convey in your message back home. We would not want to bother them with any inconveniences.
Like what? Having to explain war crimes on their watch?
Corporal, can I have a moment with the commander, please?
Sir?
I assure you, Major, there's no action that we take lightly here. And there was no action that we take here without the express support of the board.
I don't pretend to understand all of the intricacies of how things work beyond the home system, but I cannot believe that the board would support this.
I am not indifferent to your position, Major, and the status you hold back home. You would not have this mission without significant support from very important people. But may I speak freely?
By all means, I'm breathless with anticipation.
Don't be so fucking naive. Out here, it's a corporal's war. A planet's massive information poured out from the highest authority down, telling me what to do and how to do it. I can barely keep up with all the brilliant orders written by all the great officers who have attended the best war colleges on Earth. When push comes to shove, a squad leader says, "All right, Charlie, move team one out there. Ben, take second team. Keep contact with first team, left flank, then move out. Any questions?" They're all thinking, "You're gonna get us all killed." And before they can say a fucking word, I say, "Fucking A. Move out and get killed or I'll fucking kill you." It's the way it is. All of those assholes, or most of them, who wrote all those brilliant orders were never squad leaders. Do you know what my rank is here, Major?
No.
I am a corporate sergeant. I have the unenviable task of making sure that this place doesn't explode into all-out war and keep delivering the Helium-3 back home. Blue Sky Limited won't save me out here.
You still have an obligation to keep the forces under your command from violating board directives and deliver on the objectives.
And you mark my words that I will. This situation will be resolved. And then you can go back home to your exquisite dinner parties and concerts. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a lot of preparations to attend to.
What are we going to do?
Everyone take cover.
That early.
Can't trust a damn soul in this place, can we?
The compound's been breached. The bloody convicts overwhelmed the guards and let the outsiders in.
Advance on the northeast position.
Ah! Hannah! No! Isaac.
Here you go, Gav.
No, do not shoot the Major. We need her alive.
Absolutely not.
You may outrank me, Captain, but I am the commander on this planet. We're under attack, and I am requesting assistance.
I am not firing on innocent civilians.
They're not fucking innocent civilians. They're shooting up my fucking command.
Captain, I don't like this any more than you do, but he's right. You must lend support.
Tell the captain of the Erebus to stand down.
Captain, clear your guns.
Stand down, Commander.
What's going on down there?
Captain?
Major!
What's going on?
The commander wants me to execute an illegal order. He's instructed me to fire on the village.
Major, the attack came from the village. The commander is only defending his position.
He was going to attack anyway.
Captain, clear your guns.
You don't know that for sure, Captain. If you don't open fire, you'll never have another command again.
Oh, do I look like I give a rat's ass?
Major, you are the ranking officer. Tell everyone to stand down now and we'll back off. Okay, Gav?
You killed Hannah.
My God, how did you think this was gonna go down?
She didn't deserve to die.
She picked up a weapon to defend this fucking monster. And you're in it too, up to your neck.
Son of a bitch.
Major! Amelia. Our whole time on the Erebus, you've been trying to balance all sides. Sometimes, Major, you simply have to pick one.
Major, what's the call?
Stand down, Captain.
What?
Get your people the fuck out of here. I never want to see you again.
Don't worry, Major. You won't.
NDAs for all of you. Commander Arthur, Major Wallenrod, Father Bardalis already signed his.
I don't have to sign any further agreements. My initial contract...
I insist that you do, Major. This agreement particularly has special provisions about the activities on Gliese 667CC. The remainder of the crew will be transported to the surface to provide assistance in reestablishing order on the planet.
What's happening with Captain Clark?
I am in the twilight years of my life, and there's no reason for me to return with you to the home system. But I see a need here on Gliese 667CC. I'll stay and do what I can.
Shit. Kendra, give me a location on Captain Clark.
Captain Clark landed on the surface of Gliese 667CC approximately 1 hour ago. He has removed his transponder, so his present location is unknown. Additionally, in his final moments on the Erebus, he signed out multiple provisions. Provisions adequate for survival without the continued support of home base.
Thank you, Kendra.
God damn it!
I can try to track him down.
No. No. You people have done enough already.
Right. Well, in that case, we will leave the bulk of the crew as auxiliary resources here for you, Commander.
Where are you off to?
That's none of your concern.
By staying here and helping the locals, I don't know, maybe I can... She passed on. Alone. Without a hand to hold, I was... I want to see her again. Somewhere. Maybe she's somewhere out here and I... Listen, Major. I know you're listening to this, so let me be clear. You can court-martial me officially. Sick the dogs on me. Hunt me down. I don't care. I'm staying here. Maybe in doing so, it might just make your life a tiny bit easier. There's at least that. Have a drink for me, Amelia.
Non-disclosure agreement, 77A, Lodovico Corporation. Burying the debt since forever. God damn it.
They cannot know. Those monsters can't be abated forever. I reject them whole, all their ways. They disgust me. I wish to be rid of them. I will be rid of them.
We are penetrating deeper and deeper into the heart of darkness. See you soon, Kurtz.
You've been listening to Hollow, a production of Violet Hour Media, directed and produced by Maria Corso, written by Michael Ryan Asip and Peter Weinsutsky, music composition by Umberto, executive producer Cassie Josephov, Sound design, sound mix, and master by Jan Piasecki. Edited by Simon Machin. Produced by Peter Winesutski. Shiva Nagar is the voice of Amelia, and Doug Bradley is Colonel Kurtz. Rich Green is Donner. Andrea Garcia is Private Keen, Hannah. Emmanuel Menjivar is Carlos. Nathan Koonin is Isaac. Joey Fontana is Kendra. And Ian Dick is Clark. Additional voices by Gervais Weeks, Micah Mason, Christopher Winesutski, Matt Massiero, Ian Dick, Stuart Maxheimer, Arthur White, Spencer O'Neill, Jane Erickson, Marla Denise, Bella Sim, Anna Clifford, Laura Roach, Michael Ryan Asit, Kasia Winesutski, and Veronica Macari.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.